great importance. So it measures, when you say the moment of force, it means the importance of the force, so to speak, for twisting. And a force is more important, as big a moment, when it's further out. And so that's why it's got the name moment of momentum and moment of force, presumably. At the end of last lecture, I showed you the self-propelling machine and promised you to explain it this time, but I've reorganized the lecture a little bit, and the explanation will come next time instead. Well, I have to go too fast, and you will complain that I tell you too much at once, so I've slowed down a little bit, and we'll explain it next time. In the meantime, we slow down a little bit. This lecture now returns to some of the things that I didn't speak about in enough detail, and adds a few things about the center of mass and the moment of inertia. Incidentally, I have a bad habit of calling the center of mass the center of gravity, but when I say that, usually I mean the center of mass. Sometimes I mean the center of gravity.
Section 19.1, Properties of the Center of Mass.
Now, we mentioned last time that if a lot of forces are acting on a complicated mass of particles, a rigid body or an unrigid body or a cloud of stars or anything, and if you take the total of all the forces, that's, of course, only the external force because the internal forces balance out. And the really remarkable thing is that if you look at the body, so to speak, as a whole, say it's got a total mass, then there's a certain point inside, which is somewhere, around the body, called the center of mass, which is located at X, or 3, it's a vector given in this by this formula in terms of the little masses, MI, and their positions. And the funny thing is that the total force, the net resulting external force, produces an acceleration of the center just as if the whole thing were concentrated at the center. First, let's talk about the position of this center a little bit, figure out what it means, what these equations mean. This is, of course, a vector equation, or three equations for three directions. Let's just take the first direction, because if I can explain that, you can explain the other two. Now, what does this mean? Incidentally, the total mass is the sum of all the masses. Suppose for a moment that an object is divided into little pieces, all of which have the same mass, then the total mass is simply the number of pieces. And the same mass will say 1 gram, or any unit. Then this simply says you add together all the X's. And then to get capital X, you must divide by the number of the things that you've added. In other words, it's the average of all the X's, that's all. So if we have a lot of individual masses and measure their distance from a wall, X, then if you average all those distances by merely adding them together and dividing by the number of things you've added together, that's the position X. So capital X is the average position of all the masses if the masses were equal in mass. But suppose one of them were twice as heavy as another, so that this is 2 units and the rest are all 1. Then in this sum, that one would come in twice. Well, that's easy to understand from another point of view. I could think of this thing as split into 2 equal ones, just like the others. And then taking the average, I had to count that one twice. Then I added in twice. That's where the 2 comes from. So what this is the average position in the X direction of all the masses. Every mass being counted a number of times proportional to the mass, as though it were divided into little grams or something. So it's the average position. And for that reason, it's easy to prove in one way or the other that it must be somewhere between the largest and the smallest, and therefore lies inside the envelope, including the entire body. I mean, it doesn't have to be in the body. The body could be a circle for a ring, like a hoop, and the center of gravity is in the center of the hoop. That's not in the hoop itself. I mean, it's in the stuff of the hoop, so to speak. So it has nothing to do with whether it's in the stuff, but it's somewhere enclosed in a bag, which you could put around the object. Well, it's possible to put a donut-shaped bag around a hoop and fool me, but no. I'd like to point out something else. Of course, if an object is symmetrical,